Hello and welcome to the Southern Cross Stadium, where it's the Canberra Capitals up against the AIS. And joining us in the pre-game is Rene Camino. Rene, how's the recovery going?
Yeah, it's coming along slowly but getting there, so just taking a day at a time.
And the team had a good road trip, I believe, and team ready to go up against the Capitals in this game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Like in Melbourne, that was very positive. At 9 minutes to go against Dandenong, only down by 11, and then to win the second half against Bulleen was a great effort by our team.
And I know Coach Kinsman was really looking forward to that road trip to get some team bonding together.
Yeah, that definitely happened. We're all much closer and playing together better. Unfortunately, Abby Bishop got injured down in Melbourne, which is a big loss for us out of our starting lineup. But hopefully Luella can step up and everyone else can get it done.
I know Michaela, bit of a doubt over her, and she gets through warm-up all right?
Depending how... Yeah, I guess she has gone through warm-up all right. They said she'll only be playing limited minutes tonight, unfortunately.
What's the injury there?
Rolled her ankle 2 days ago at training.
Okay. And all in all, you're all getting ready for the run to Christmas, and then most of you getting the chance to go home, and you're losing, in fact, a couple of your injured teammates as well.
Yeah, we go home from the 17th to the 1st, and then we come back for about a month, and then half of us graduate.
Well, Renee, all the best with the game tonight, and of course, for the build-up to that Christmas break.
Thank you, thanks.
So Rene Camino joining us there in pre-game as the Capitals are introduced, and no Kelly Abrams tonight as Simon Peters slips into the chair, and of course that's thrown it into a bit of a chaos because it was supposed to be a 1,000-point presentation to Kelly Abrams, but you'll hear more about that in our interviews with the coaches as the National Anthem will play now. Peter Buckle away. A tough night in a way because everyone sort of rests a little bit when they come up against the students, and certainly you cannot afford to do that in the price tag WNBL.
Oh, no, that's exactly right. We can't afford to make it easy. It's really about us getting better. I mean, AB's got 2 games to go. Lauren's not back before Christmas. We've got the next 5 games after the Institute are big games, and we have to take care of business. So this game is about making sure that we take care of business, getting ready for Adelaide, for Sydney, for Townsville, for Bulleen and Dandenong.
You're coming off a good win, though, up north in almost a house of pain, as it were, up at the Townsville Bank Centre.
Yeah, no, that was a good win. It was we grinded out. It was a good win, holding Townsville to 60 points. They're a team that's averaging over 80. So holding them to 60 is really good for us.
Tonight, when you look at the matchups, and of course, one of the stars of this AIS side, Abby Bishop, might not be out on the court, so that's going to change the way you have to look at that team.
Oh, well, it'll change us more for them more than for us. I mean, Abby is a quality big for their team, there's no doubt about that. She rolled her ankle last week against Dandenong. We don't expect her to play tonight, but it won't change our focus on how we want to get our things done.
Well, all the best for tonight, and of course, you're leading into that busy build-up before Christmas, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to have a good game. We want to set a good standard and get this done tonight.
All the best.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, thank you for hometown game. This time it is across town, and a good opportunity for the girls once again to learn a lot more about the game from a WNBA all-star in Alana Beard.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one and an interesting one. No one else in the league's been able to handle her. You know, she's just an unbelievable player, so it'll be a great experience for our girls to play against her. We've got a bit of momentum going. We've had a quite good weekend last weekend down in Melbourne. We're going to be a bit tough for us tonight. Abby's out and Michaela's 50-50, may not play as well, so we'll just wait and see on the warm-up on that one.
I guess you were hoping that weekend in Melbourne would be a good bonding session, and it sounds like it was.
Oh, certainly. Like, you know, we've played 7 games in a row in Canberra, and the first time to get away was really good for us. You know, it's good to be on the road, and the girls are really good, and they travelled well, and they toughed it out, and I think it was what we needed.
Well, all the best tonight.
Thanks very much.
The coaches had their views on the game. It is 3 minutes away from start time. The second last time we'll see the Capitals with Alana Beard in the ACT, as she only has the game tonight and the game in Adelaide. I know the Sydney folk were looking forward to seeing her up in Sydney, but it might not work out with her travel arrangements over to Korea.
I guess that's a shame. And although, you know, reports coming in this week talking about Beard negotiating with the Capitals for a stint, hopefully for the whole season, next season. That's pretty exciting stuff if we could get her back.
It is, and I know I spoke to Eleanor Sharp there a couple of weeks ago, and she said all the girls in the team are working hard to try and get Elena back for next season. Of course, there was talk and speculation that they were going to try and get her to stay and maybe buy out her Korean contract, but Elena is such a nice person, and for her, a contract's a contract. She gave the word to the Korean team she'd be there. Yep. She had this bonus to come to Australia, which she's accepted, and I don't think she doesn't want to go to Korea, but certainly if if she could, I think she would like to stay here, but she's made that commitment, and more power to her in honouring it. And that way, the Canberra fans have just got a taste of what could be in their future with an Elana Beard in the side as a more regular fixture.
Yeah, well, the news is that maybe even by the end of next week, there could be some sort of contract signed for next season. So next Saturday night's game, we might have some exciting news.
Yeah, that's right. Looking at the starting lineups for the two teams now, and with Abby Bishop out of the AIS roster, as you heard from both Coach Dean Tinsman and Rene Camino, that is going to mean that they're going to be, deficient in a big centre presence. It's going to mean Rachel Herrick will be very important when she's coming in off the bench for this AIS side. But for the Capitals, it'll be Bevel Acqua, Tracy Beattie coming up into the starting lineup with Kelly Abrams out, Jenny Whittle, Eleanor Sharp, and Angela Marino, I think was the fifth of the starters. For the AIS, it's Christina Fox, Michaela Dobkins on a limited minutes program, so that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. It's getting tougher for the AIS. But, we'll see how it goes. Of course, Mel Smith will be starting with Lou Ellen Tomlinson, and also Katie Ray Esri is in the number 7 out on the floor. So it will be Lou Ellen Tomlinson to do the jumping up against Jenny Whittle. Tracy Beattie absolutely loves starting the games when Jenny Whittle is in the side, because she can receive. And that's not a bad option to go high to Beattie, because there's just no contest there.
There wouldn't be too many times in Tracy's career where she hasn't been the person in the jump ball.
That's right. I've miscounted, sorry. Whittle, Beattie, Beard, Bevel Acqua and Sharp. I don't know how I left Beard out of the starting lineup, but I have managed to do it. We're off to a great start. Price Attack, WNBL basketball here on sportradio.com.au and KIX FM making waves on KI. Jump ball about to take place. Whittle moves into the circle with Llewellyn Tomlinson. Big night for her, as she will be the presence inside. Tomlinson just missed the tap. It was Whittle who jumped best, went backwards, too sharp to Bevel Acqua. Long down into the paint, and Beattie, who gets the first 2 points for the game inside 6 seconds. Bringing the ball down is Dobkins. Goes off, hands off to Smith, who kicks it right side to Esri. Esri now puts the ball on the floor around Beard, kicks it back to Smith all alone at the top of the arc, and it's 2-2 here at the Southern Cross Stadium.
With Bishop out, Mel Smith's going to have to step up in this game too, I think.
Yes, Bevel Acqua goes left side to Sharp. Cross court, back to Bevel Acqua on the right side. Bevel Acqua keeps it on the floor, over the top of Dobkins, inside to Whittle, out to Sharp for three, rattles off the iron. The AIS box out and see it over the baseline. Good defense there by the AIS that time down the court. Michaela Dobkins beats the trap and gets over the half, hands off to Fox on the left wing. Fox back to the center, gives it to Smith. Tomlinson not watching. She's setting a screen for Esri to cut low. It's Smith who throws it away. She cut down the right lane, looked around expecting cut a high. It wasn't there, and the ball is a backcourt violation.
Really forced herself into trouble there. She really could have just hung onto the ball there and asked for help.
That's Bevel Acqua now with the ball. Esri watching her, kicks it inside the Whittle, jumping over the top. The shot was offline. Good pressure that time by Tomlinson. Esri comes up with the rebound. Well, she was fighting off Beattie that time. Tomlinson carries it down the court to the half, kicks it back to Esri, now setting up at the center. Drinks it down the left lane. Back to Tomlinson for three. It's off the back of the iron. Esri comes back with it, drives down the right lane. She is trapped big time, but works out. to Tompkins. Tompkins off the Fox, over the top. Beard gets in them, drops the pass. She's off to the races. Tompkins couldn't keep up with her, and Beard picks it out for a 4-2 lead. 8-12 left to go in the quarter.
Teddy Ray Ebsery came off that screen and was driving to the basket, and Tracy Beattie was there. She backed off in a hurry.
Tracy Beattie, a new colour in the hair there tonight, if we can go off matters basketball for the moment.
Looking lovely, yes.
Goes right side to Tompkins. Tompkins looking for options, fakes the three, goes down the lane, tries to beat off Sharp. It rattles off the back of the iron again. And Beattie this time does the rebound and gives to Bev Lackwer, who's off to the races. They really want to run. Weddle hook shot.
Oh, nice.
And nailed the hook shot that time as she was in transition there. Didn't even stop. Just hooked the big hooky up there. And it dropped. Also getting fouled in the process. Didn't see who the foul was called on. And unfortunately, this is not the AIS arena or the AIS training hall. This scoreboard is certainly high school.
You gotta love watching Jenny Whittle run the break, get the pass off the quick pass, and then the nice little layup.
What people don't love is seeing that free throw go astray. It's 6-2. Whittle misses the free throw, but the AIS in their attempt to get that ball back knocked it over the sideline. Beard to inbound.
Yeah, the free throw a bit of an Achilles heel for the Capitals this season.
There's Bavalacqua with Ezri watching her. Kicks it to Beard, left side. Beattie sets the screen. Beard goes for a three-pointer. It's off the side of the iron and over the sideline. AIS ball in the backcourt.
Yeah, well short that shot from Elena there. Bit of grumpy face on her, she's happy.
As Fox brings the ball down, we're back into the play here too. I've forgotten about being at Southern Cross Stadium.
Oh yes, we are in danger of collecting a ball from time to time.
Yes, and this time as Fox's pass going to Tomlinson over the baseline, turnover to the Capitals as Bevilacqua and Sharp work together. Ezri just keeping the body. It's good to see Ezri's not lost any of her confidence after a big start against the Capitals in her first ever price attack WNBL game. Goes in from Beard to Whittle. Beattie, shot doesn't drop. Beattie grabs the ball, puts it up before she lands, but is fouled in the act of shooting. It didn't drop, but she'll go to the line for two. Once again, didn't quite see who the umpire called on that one. I think it might have been Chris. I think it might have...
I was going to say Rachel Herrick, but she's not out there.
No, I thought he said number six, and there's no number six out there either. So
it would have been Mel Smith. He had the zero.
Okay, yep.
Up, so first thing I thought of was the 13, the Herrick, but yeah, she hasn't started.
She's sitting on the bench.
The Herrick, is that like the Kramer?
Well, no, that's the Gemma.
The Gemma, that's right.
As Mel Smith, it was Beard and misses the second free throw, 7-2. Stocks the three, off the iron. Oh, Mel Smith taps it out of Beattie's hand, gets clean tap on the ball, and it's AIS ball in the front court.
Trace none too happy to have that call. Most perplexed.
As Michaela Tompkins, ball in hand now, brings it in. Oh, she's taking the time, had to go long out to Tomlinson. Tomlinson sets the three over the top of Whittle, no, thinks second of it. Goes right side to Tompkins, into the lane to Smith. Ezra comes down the line, shot doesn't fall, and Beattie this time gets the rebound as Marino's into the game for Captain Eleanor Sharp. Beard, Beattie, back to Marino.
Way outside.
Yeah, but Bevilacqua comes up with it. It's been tapped back. So Bevilacqua resets the play. Goes over the top to Beattie, working the baseline in the paint. Beattie's shot doesn't drop. Tomlinson working hard in defence. And it is tapped over the baseline, that time by Mel Smith. So Capitals still get the ball in their front court. 7-2, 6 minutes 17 to go in the first quarter here at the Southern Cross Stadium. Price Attack WNBL action. Capitals versus the AIS. Whittle gets the inbound pass to Beard. Beard falling through traffic. Manages to put up the speculator. It was good. 9-2. 6 minutes left, and that is just what we've come to enjoy from Hunter Beard. Now the steal on Tompkins. Didn't protect the ball. Runaway layup, and Beard has got another two. Timeout called by the AIS. 11-2 with 5:58, and the writing was on the wall there. The AIS not protecting that ball.
Nah, we could, I've been excited about this game because Elena Beard's put up some very big numbers against very good teams. 41 points against Adelaide. You know, granted, Adelaide did double
up. Because you know who I go for.
I know, but this is an undermanned AIS team, and I really think there's a good chance that she could put up an exceptionally high score tonight. It all depends on how much time Coach Graf gives her, and you know, on a lot of a lot of things like that. But
I got to say, there's a shooting record that Belinda Snell holds that Coach Graff wouldn't be upset if she was getting close to.
No, but that's...
And the other thing is she doesn't have to spare her for the final.
Exactly. I'd be leaving her out there for 40 minutes and let her go to town and see what she can do. She's got six of the 11, of the Caps 11 points already, 6 minutes left in the first quarter. So she racks up 12 a quarter, that's going to be pushing the score. So
Coach Kinsman now just, talking to the AAS girls. Doesn't look like he's going to have a change at the moment, although Michaela Duncan is on a limited program, so of minutes. I guess you would want to make sure that she is going to be available towards the end of the game when it's getting down to the stretch. But Duncan, Smith, Esri, Tomlinson and Foss all rejoining the court for the AAS as Marino, Beattie, Beard, Peter Sinclair coming out for her first minute and Bevilacqua. So the inbound pass to Esri, double teamed by Sinclair and Bevilacqua. She works it out, going back to Smith, onto Tomlinson over the half. Esri now gets it on the arc, goes inside to Smith. Smith turns around, but Esri just got caught on the line. But Marino gets a hand in there. Oh, that was Fox, sorry, not Esri, who got caught on the line that time. But, AIS get the ball back. An interesting call there. I didn't see it that way, but the ref was on the other side of me. Duncan looking to bring it in. Bounce pass off to Fox, who almost loses a handle on it. She had a foot on the line.
Yep.
And there is the turnover affected.
A tough night for Duncan, too, if she is on limited minutes. Alana Beard is in the WNBA is renowned for her defense, and we've seen Michaela have not too many looks in the first 6 minutes, first 4 minutes.
Bevilacqua goes right side to Marino now in the front court, down to the baseline. Beard watching her is Herrick, who's managed to get out onto the floor now. Goes back to Bevilacqua on the other side of the court to Beattie from the free throw line. Beattie with two hands on the ball, puts up the shot and nails it from the free throw line. Is there something in that? Smith almost has the steal by Bevilacqua as she gets over the half. She lost the dribble there and stopped at the same time. Rebecca Schatz in for the AIS, gives it to Esri. A couple of changes, sorry I didn't pick up from them earlier. Esri over the top looking for Smith. Oh, Smith went after it after Sinclair had the last touch, though. The AIS there, turnover 13-2. 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter, and already Simon's looking for record scores in the media guide.
Don't get me wrong, I love the AIS. I just think tonight's going to be there could be some records going tonight.
Beattie tries to step into the paint. That time loses the ball on the body of an opposition player. Goes back eventually to Marino to Bevilacqua. Shot doesn't fall. Beattie through and Beard has been called. Well, has got the foul from Herrick, who was standing there getting run into. Unbelievable call.
That was, it is down the other end of the floor, but I really couldn't see that.
She's had a tough year.
She's looking for play.
And calls like that just don't help you whatsoever.
She's, what the hell did I do there?
Now I'm standing here getting calls against me. Beard makes the first, we're out to 14 points to 2 with 4:44 left to go on the clock. She makes the 7, 15-2, and it will be Molly Lewis coming in for Katie Ray Esri. So change in the shooting guards as Smith goes into Domkins. Domkins goes long down to shots off the pass, putting shots under pressure. Natalie Hurst in for the Capitals. Sharp back on the floor as well as Domkins goes across. Inside to Smith on the right lane. Out to Herrick. Herrick goes back to the left side. Domkins fakes the three. Sharp watching her. Bounce pass inside to Smith. Smith goes into the paint. Shots was cutting that way. And Hurst comes up with the steal. Beattie will get it. Hand off to Sharp and Sharp will carry it back down the floor. Sharp now kicks it back to Hurst. Hurst takes control of it, right side, 45 degrees. Ooh. Going to Beattie. Beattie got hit in the head that time.
Shot in the face.
Sinclair goes back to Hurst, out on the three-point arc. Long kick over pass to Sharp, inside to Beattie, out to Hurst. 4 seconds left, bounce pass in the paint to Sinclair. Sinclair shot rejected by Smith, but Marino's there to put it in with a shovel.
Much more of a foul, I thought, in that Smith rejection there than the Herrick one before, but no call on that occasion.
Yes, Duncan's now hands off to Smith. Bounce pass over to Schatz. Schatz now going left, right, has to kick it back right side to Smith, top of the arc. Smith drives into the elbow, left side, rejected by Beattie's. Herrick gets it back. Herrick's shot doesn't fall, though. Hurst comes up with it. Herrick unlucky that time. The shot just couldn't get away from Tracy Beattie. As Marino drives in, shovel shot. That time was more a pass to Sinclair. It came off that way. Goes back to Hurst, right side to Marino. Marino just crashes into Smith, and Smith, who had cement dry on her feet, has been called for a second personal foul.
Unlucky for the shoot there. I mean, there was nothing in that drive from Marino. She was
third personal foul, sorry, on Smith.
Wow.
3 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Smith had a big game, and Domkins now will sit down. Smith will sit down.
That hurts.
At the three, and, well, Domkins and Smith coming out, that is frustrating. Marino from the free throw line, all net, 18 points to 2. The AIS haven't scored since the first minute. 19-2 as the second shot is landed. So Herrick inbounds the ball, full court pressure from the cap. Shots goes across the half from Esri. Marino getting in there, but Esri was the last one to touch it. So it's turnover and just into the front court of the AIS. And Sharp will inbound it to Marino. Left side over to Hurst. Hurst then gives it to Kylie Gwyther, who gets her first minutes of the game. And then Sinclair onto Marino. Marino drives to the elbow. Gives it back to Sharp for three. Sharp gets the shoot as well, and a three-point attempt is good. 21 plays two, 2 minutes 55, and this is the longest look-up I've seen in the history of the Price Tag WNBL, Simon. His inside down to Lewis Tomlinson, around the arc, shot to Ezra, left side now. Ezra puts the ball on the floor, and Herrick, no, Gwyther is
with the blocking foul, yeah.
Yeah, Gwyther has been called for the foul. Her first personal. And the AIS will have it from the baseline. It's 14 fouls against the AIS to 1 against the Capitals.
Lowest quarter was last season. Adelaide against Boyd. Adelaide against, yeah, Melbourne.
Ezra kicks it over to Tomlinson from the baseline. The jump shot doesn't fall. Hurst does a good job. Just dances on the baseline or inside the baseline. Sinclair and Hurst get it back. And a 16-second violation.
Coach Bass, right, too.
Yeah, it was 16 on the clock. It,
it couldn't have been 8 seconds. It has to go to 15 to be 8. But,
so,
21-2 up, I guess you don't really...
Gilly Hannett's in the game. Oh, Angela Marino comes through, crash tackles Esri, gets the ball loose, kicks it over to Hurst underneath the basket. She has to back it out. Sinclair decides to come down the court. Marino gets it back, goes down, drives the left lane. Esri with the block shot, and it's off two shots. He'll carry it down over the top to Esri. Esri puts up a shot instead of her own. Herrick's foot sees Natalie Hurst. Herrick's foot saw it under Natalie Hurst's foot, which saw it over the side, and the Institute looking with 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go to set up in offense. 21-2. The Capitals having a day out so far. Baseline shots in the corner. Looks to go to Herrick. No, goes to Lewis for three. It's offline. Doesn't fall, and it will be Sinclair. Gives it to Hurst. Hurst in the pace. Goes Hannett. And Hannett somehow manages not to have the foul drawn when she's crashed through by Molly Lewis. And, well, some interesting
unpopular.
Oh, man. As Hannett steals it off Tomlinson. This time it's Lewis who just slaps her hands away as she was getting ready for the layup. She'll shoot two. They're into the bonus now. And Ned Cooper out onto the floor as Sinclair sits down. Now this is a real...
Capitals out in the first quarter.
I was going to say this is a real ACT lineup, but for the South Australian in Marino.
Marino, yeah.
Or the South Australian New Zealander in Marino.
Looks like my old team from last season, the Academy women's team.
Oh, well, let's see if Coach Graff can coach him as well as you did. And it makes the one of the two, 24 plays two, as Munro now, Hayley Munro into the AIS lineup, as Esri has the ball over the half, kicks it to Lewis. Oh, Marino looks for the steal. Hurst comes up with the ball as she lost it loose. Hurst jump shot in the paint, and Maddie Hurst picks up two more, 26-2, and everyone's getting in the act here. The Institute have to put more value on that ball. Munro kicks it to the centre for Esri. Esri gets a screen from Herrick, then goes back to Munro, over the top, the lob, but it's Gwyther who gets the block on the pass. and it goes through Hannett to Hurst. Hurst kicks it left side, drives to Cooper. Cooper back to Hannett. Hannett puts up the shot from the elbow. We're in the last second, last minute. Cooper goes after the ball. Esrae also chasing after it. It's over the sideline. And a frantic few moments there sees a sideline ball. Hurst to get it as Lewis and Schott sit back down. Fox and Donkins come back on. And Marino gets the inbound pass. 48 seconds left to go. Through Hannett into the corner. Hurst puts up a three. Hits the side of the iron. Then the ball comes down. Oh, Fox lost the handle on it. Hannett gets it back to Gwyther. Out to Cooper, who drives into the paper. And Cooper hits the layup. 28-2. The AIS in real trouble. Do you think I'm overestimating it? 28-2.
Ah, it's not good.
Munro kicks it left side to Esrae. Esrae now goes to Fox. Fox has Hannett. Oh, and gets caught on the travel as she zigs and zags without dropping the ball onto the floor. 17.9 seconds left to go. Gwyther will have it in from the side to Hurst. Hurst to carry it back. Will be watched by Esrae, the two number seven. Hurst tries to get around Esrae, but Esrae's got some wheels. So they face off again. It's 6 seconds left. Hurst gets into the paint, dumps it off to Hannett, and Hannett has hit the shot. 30 points for the quarter. 30-2. You've got the record book open there. What are you seeing for a quarter score?
That's the equal all-time lowest quarter score. We had Adelaide last season. Adelaide had a 2-point quarter against the Boomers. And that being said, last night the Dandenong Rangers only had 5 points in the last quarter against Townsville. That's the third lowest score of all time. So it's a weekend for low records.
It's now the fourth.
Yeah, it'd now be fourth, and unfortunately the AIS have equal first with only 2 points and a quarter.
At least it's not equaling their own record.
No.
The problem is now it's there. It's hard to... I guess you could make one free throw from 2 and a quarter.
Pick yourself up and continue on. I'm just having a hard time with the way that this book is laid out, trying to find the high points quarter. You'd think it would be next to the low teams points quarter, but it isn't. So when I track that down, we'll look at that. But
what does Coach Katie Ray Esrae's got? Looking like they're treating for a dislocated finger there.
Oh,
she's
man.
Getting the two fingers taped together, which, certainly when I'm playing football, that indicates that I've done something to it. And
certainly one of the joints has been compacted or something. And what are the AIS, like, kill a family of black cats in the girls' basketball dorm, or
I don't know.
Break every mirror in the resi?
We're going to have to speak to Dale Barnes in the weeks ahead to see what we can do to change the luck of the Chute, because, yes, the program changed a lot. Yes, they lost a couple of senior players through injury, but really no real excuse for 2 points in a quarter. Like, I'm not being harsh. I'm being harsh, but it's my team.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been a long time since, not that long, only a year since the team's done it, but let's hope that it is similar to that. It's just a...
Nicky Fasto out there, just trying to talk to the five from the AIS, which are going to return to the floor, which is Tomlinson, Fox, Esrae, Smith and Domkins. It's Beattie, Whittle, Sharp, Beard and Bevel Ackworth. So do we think we're going for the kill? In the starting five returning for the Capitals, they had a good rest in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the quarter. And, it doesn't get any easier. Schott's looking to come back out on the floor. And Schott's is heading out to change for Esrae. So Schott's Fox. And interesting couple of changes there. Sharp's going to Domkins, Beard going to Sharp. AIS ball in the backcourt. Fox receives from Smith. Now Smith is on Beattie. Oh, good screen from Smith. Got Bevel Aqua off Fox's heels. Unfortunately, Fox couldn't go after it. Domkins and Beard wrestling on the ground. Domkins gets up with the ball, but the arrow will be capped for. So that one was just for pride.
Just looking at the stats here, the Chute with 14 turnovers in that first quarter. It's been a sore spot for them all season, but I don't think they've had 14 and a quarter yet.
Bid for point scoring, 9 points at the quarter break. Bid in
that's
the
only 5 minutes.
Yes. Bid in the 35, of course. That number was Gemma's last year, or was that the New Zealanders in Lofagan?
I think it was Lofagan, yeah. Yes.
So, Beattie in the 25, she rolls it in off the glass and kicks off the scoring in the second quarter. Tompkins now brings it back, Sharp looking after her. The right side is Schatz, and Schatz has got Beard on her, so that'll be an experience. Llewellyn Tomlinson holding the ball at the top of the arc, gives it to Tompkins for three, it's long. Beattie comes up with the rebound, hands off to Beard. Beard now, bring it down, left, right, goes right from the elbow, shot rattles out, and Tomlinson does the rebounding, goes right side to Tompkins. Tompkins down the right wing, comes to the elbow, stops, loses the dribble, Sharp kicks at the ball, so it resets the shot clock. 32 plays two as Rachel Herrick comes in for Tomlinson. It's just trying to change things around, keep things going. Here they've got a long road ahead of them to get back into this game. Fox brings it around the arc, bounce pass into Herrick. Herrick goes across, in under the paint, oh, the field, shot, picks up the first score for the AIS for the quarter.
The AIS supporters next to us love it.
Yes, and 32-4, it's Whittle, hands off to Beard, kicks it over to Sharp. Sharp nails an 18-foot jump shot, easy as you like. 34 plays for four here with 8 minutes 27. Fox brings it down the left side, goes over to Tompkins. Tompkins back right side to Smith. Smith finds Tompkins cutting, but goes to shots, back to Tompkins. Sharp getting in there this time. Sharp wraps it up, but it will be an AIS ball in the front court.
Peter Sinclair, Kylie Guaida and Tully Bevilacqua are the only Capitals not to score in that first quarter.
Minutes are good though, we should go through that because the first opportunity to get some of these players over 3 minutes in a quarter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some of those players have seen 3 minutes in a game.
In a game.
Tompkins goes in long to Smith. Smith bounce pass back to Tompkins, loses the handle on it, it hits the foot.
Ooh, she
travels, yeah. She tries to put up a shot. She actually caught up in Jenny Whittle's feet that time. And
not a good place to be.
Tough one, yeah. It was. Oh, indeed. Well, it wasn't a good place to be, no. Bevilacqua brings the ball down right side. Well, actually, the top of the arc is Beattie. Beattie looking to go to Whittle. Whittle in the paint, shoots up the shot, and trapping her is Fox. But the basket counts as Christina Fox picks up I think it'll be her second foul. We'll wait for confirmation of that. Tompkins comes out of the game. No, it's Fox's first foul as Hayley Munro comes back in for the AIS.
Everything dropping for the Capitals and just nothing working for the Chutes.
Whittle's shot doesn't go. Good boxing out by Schatz, gets in front of Whittle though to get the ball back to the Institute. Munro gives it to Smith, gives it to Fox. Fox back at point, goes right side over to Munro. She tried to get it into Herrick, but Whittle's reach was too strong. Bevilacqua comes up with it. Oh, she almost loses the handle on it. She chases it into the paint after the ball. She lost control of it. Put up a layup and it landed. 38 plays for 7:28 to go in the half. Munro, right side, and onto the wing is Smith. Long over the other side to Herrick. Herrick opens her scoring account in the best way possible. It's 38-7. The AIS keeping that quarter time margin inside as Beard bounced past to Whittle. Whittle hands back to Beard. Beard in trouble, so she gives it back to Whittle. And it is the night where anything will land for the Capitals tonight. That one rolls around the rim and drops. Schatz gets the ball from Fox. Schatz runs it around the back, but Sharp's been pinged for reaching in.
Well, I guess when your normal offense isn't working and nothing's dropping for you, send big Rachel Herrick out to the three-point line, and that works.
Yes, it is. It's Sharpie who'll sit down, and Nat Hurst comes back into the game. So,
Nat Hurst, a pretty big quarter, only 2 points, but two assists, two rebounds as well in 5 minutes.
Smith with the ball, right side over to Herrick, back to Smith, back to Munro around the arc. Schatz trying to take position on Hurst, goes long way though, and it's Mel Smith who loses the handle of it over the baseline, and we'll have Natalie Hurst to bring it back in for the Capitals.
So that's the mismatch of the century, Hayley Munro being defended by Beard.
Well, it's Bevilacqua now who brings the ball down to Natalie Hurst. Hurst, Beard in the pass.
Beard, again, mauling away. She put her hand in the air after that one.
She knows that that is just, well, you'd call it showtime.
Pretty much.
If it wasn't trademarked to Mark Aston. Anyway, it's Rachel Herrick. Rachel Herrick's working through. Jenny Whittle gets the Smith bounce pass into Hayley Munro. And Beattie will put a sticks her arm out there and gets the ricochet of the season. And the AIS will have it at the baseline. 42 plays 7, 6 minutes and 4 seconds left to go. Dean Kinsman has been tech fouled this year, and he has certainly got plenty to say to the referees here in the second quarter. Shots looking to bring it in, goes to Katie Ray Esri. Esri in the corner right side, drives to the elbow, kicks it back to Shots, but the pass was too high, gave Bevel Aqua a chance to go after it, and it will be Shots' ball from the side.
I've got to say, a lot of the 50-50 calls have gone the AIS's way. I don't know if Dean's got a lot to complain about this evening.
Well, you've got to complain, you're the coach.
Oh, exactly.
Inside Esri from the three-point arm.
Nice. That was a beater, too. That was a very nice move.
42-10. We're back to a 32.4 game.
She's got a lot of poise for a 15-year-old.
Oh, amazing. It's this time, Bevel Aqua drives the baseline, knocks down Munro, kicks out to Beard. A bad move, youngster. Whatever you can do, just remember, I've been doing it longer. Esri brings it down the floor, zigzags off, trying to get away from Hurst, rolls back out, kicks to Herrick, to Shots. Shots gets it into Smith, but Sinclair, who's come out in the last few moments, has managed to intercept it, gives it to Bevel Aqua. Bevel Aqua left side to Hurst, Whittle now, right side is Bevel Aqua, back into the paint, Sinclair and Mel Smith got a fourth first
foul.
No,
3 points, three seconds they've called.
Oh, geez.
Peter Smith.
Well, I'll tell you what. Smith was lucky there because she was into the back of into the back of Peter Sinclair pretty heavy. Munro shot, sit down as Dompkins and Lewis come back out. Esri now bringing the ball down, kicks it around the arc, Smith to Lewis. Lewis is good from a three-point arc, hasn't opened up yet. Goes back to Smith. Herrick now back to Esri. Esri inside to Lewis. Rattled off the glass a bit further than she thought. Smith couldn't rebound it, and Whittle comes up with it.
Molly Lewis has got a reputation as a great outside shooter.
Yep, she is, but they haven't let her go tonight. Whittle gets the ball, takes the shot, goes to Marino, then cuts straight down through the paint, and Whittle will lay it back in once again. 47 plays 10. Jenny Whittle is playing such a transition game, you'd think she was a guard.
She's playing like a guard out there. She must be loving it.
Ed Smith now gets the ball from Herrick. She tries to drive through the paint. Sinclair and Whittle close the door, and Sinclair, I think, gets called the foul as Tomlinson comes back into the game for Smith. So, Hofana Beard just having a chat with the ref. Beard's singlet's ripped quite badly there. So
yeah, I started playing around with it before, and then I just noticed it's ripped like halfway down to her waist.
Tomlinson puts up an air ball from the three-point arc in the right corner. Beard comes up with it. She kicks it down to Hurst, who drives into the paint. Esri
didn't trip up. The local favourite for me.
Watch the video, crowd. They just tripped.
They came together. It is technically Esri's foul, but
it's
no malice in it at all. They're just both going for the ball. And
anyway, I think Nat...
Cameron's favourite daughter goes kissing down on the floor and everyone's, oh!
She's sort of the Erin Phillips of Canberra in this side. Of course, Phillips' father was a Aussie rules player. The inbound pass goes to Christina Fox. It's over the top, but Beard is too good, and she'll lob it over the top to Whittle, who decides to
carry Whittle the ball back. Up.
Yeah, we do. Said she was playing like a guard. She kicks it over to Hurst, gives it to Beard. Beard! The first layup is your delight. It is just a day out, and this is a game at its best. We got a timeout called by the AIS, and it was party tricks that time from Alana Beard. She just zigzagged through about five players from the AIS, then jumps into the air. While she was coming down, she laid up reverse.
She's just a cut above everybody out there. She's an amazing player, like ninth in the WNBA in scoring this previous season, a WNBA All-Star, and you know, she's still 23. She's going to just be amazing. It'll be a huge coup if the Capitals can bring her back here to play a whole season next season. It'll just be, she's worth the price of admission. She's like Jacko. Win or lose, you know you're going to get to see something amazing when you come out and watch those players play.
It is a spectacle, that is for sure. 3 minutes 48 to go in the half, 49 plays 10. The AIS having a better quarter, there's no doubt about that. But, when we look at half-time stats...
Terribly laid out this book. I'm looking at high team points. Okay. 124 is the highest score from a team.
124 by the...
109 would get the Capitals into the record book. That's a 10.
That would...
124, Perth versus Canberra in 99.
Oh, no, that's a bump AIS score.
AIS versus Coburg in 90.
So the AIS could lose a stat here.
They could.
They've gained one, which you don't want, and they're going to lose one. They do. Okay, it's over the top. Ball to Tomlinson, kicks it down to Lewis. Lewis had the chance there, but she didn't take the look. Fox gets the ball back at the top of the arc. Gives it to Herrick on the right side, goes back over to Tompkins. Tompkins back to Fox. Fox puts the ball on the floor, drives across, steers it to Tomlinson in the right corner. As it, she goes into the paint, hook shot was offline. Beard goes after it, Hurst comes up with it. Both Tomlinson and Herrick are on the ground, and Tomlinson had last touch, though Hurst will... No, Guaita, who's come into the game. I need to give you the team again. It's Guaita, Hurst, Beard, Sinclair and Marino. You've got to think that they're giving Beard the chance.
I was just going to say, they've left her out there, so maybe they're going to say, off you go, mate.
First now, so it's give it to Beard. It's a bit like the give it to Loz chant that we see when she's playing. Guaita in the paint, and she banks it in.
Carly G.
Well, it's Fox, Lewis, Herrick. Fox bringing it down, Tomlinson and Tompkins. Fox cuts over from the left side to the right side, then goes through. Oh, as Beard got to the intercept, gives it though through her hands off to Tompkins. Tompkins couldn't get the three-point shot.
Best look she's had all night.
Yeah, it was. Marino now brings it in the paint, puts up a jump shot in the paint. Herrick will do the rebounding, but normally the shovel comes out there and is looking after
that. It was a good shot. It didn't drop. Normally the shovel shot does drop it.
And it looks terrible.
Yeah.
It's Fox now. Herrick taking up position. Fox.
Ooh, that looked good.
That was all there.
That looked good. Straight out of the hand. That was a nice shot from Christina Fox.
51-13. Beard gets the ball in hand. Dompkins watching her. Oh, forward, backwards, through long range, through, and nailed it. She had a foot on the line that time. So Dompkins brings it back. We're playing run and gun. No, she fakes. Gives to Lewis in the left corner. Back to Fox. Now it's Dompkins in the left corner. Swaps with Lewis. Goes over the top to Herrick. Herrick kicks it out to Lewis. Lewis has Marino, she's right about shooting.
Stolen.
Beard's off to the races. Layup is good. But Tompkins, no, it wasn't good, sorry. Tompkins hits the deck as she took position. Beard crashed. No call. And it was Hurst who came back with it. Beard's shot doesn't fall again. Tompkins goes after it. Tomlinson comes after the ball. But Beard, I think, has been called for the foul as she went in after Tomlinson, who was trying to take control of the board. Beard sits down, and so does Sinclair as Hammett and Cooper come back out.
43 points will get Beard into the record books. Knocking a housemate, Lauren Jackson, out with the 43, and who's got the 10 pies.
And 52 is Snell's record?
54.
54 is Snell's record. Then it is, of course, Julie Nichol, who had 53, I think.
And Penny Taylor in 2001 got 52.
Tomlinson's hook shot. Ooh. She's been doing well with it. Guaita crashes, but it's Hurst who comes up with the ball. Guaita picks herself up off the ground. Hand off from Hurst on to Cooper. Cooper can't get the shots to fall. And Lewis will have the foul called against...
No, on Cooper they've called it.
Cooper, yeah. Well, but Lewis was the one that was the fringe. So the 2-14s coming together in a clash of bodies. Cooper having the foul called against her. They're going to bring the ball down the floor because that is the fifth foul against the Capitals. And the AES get a bit of charity from them. The first bit of charity the Capitals have given them all night.
Yeah, just... I guess it's hard when you're out by 40 points at half time. It's hard to keep your focus, keep your game tight, and the defense getting a bit sloppy from the Capitals. You know, they're not moving their feet as much now. They're putting the hand in.
Well, there's no excuse. Not a lot of these girls are tired. As Molly Lewis kicks both in. So I'm looking at Abby Bishop on the bench, though, and she is more than distraught. Hurst now kicks it right side to Marino. 53 plays 15. Guaita around the arc to Hurst, who drives to the elbow left side. Hands off to Cooper. She goes into the paint, but the cutters had left her. She hit that ball to where Guaita had been, but Guaita had red fived on it.
Yep, she'd bang. She was gone on the drive.
Well, talking about Red 5, Fox gives it back. Marino in the blue 5 takes out Lewis's hit. And Lewis just walks straight back down. She says, I'll
take it to that line,
I'm feeling good from the stripes.
Well, obviously a much, much improved offensive quarter for the Institute, 13 points.
But better defensively as well.
Yeah, yeah, just, well, 20, that's part of the thing. It's pretty easy when you're 40 points down to just go, that's it, you know, had enough.
Oh, you can pack up shop easily, but that's not what the Institute's here for.
Every game, you know, there's no better lesson, there's no better training session than a game. So
Lewis makes both free throws, and we're out to a 53-17 ball game. So the AAS... keeping this quarter in check. Guayo Hannett now gets the ball. Lewis going in after it. That made the pass to Cooper, a loose one. It's Lewis who goes back in, steals it, gives it to Fox. Fox gives it to Munro. Munro gives it back to Fox. Fox puts up a three-point attempt. Guayo does the rebound and kicks it on to Hurst. Hurst brings it down the floor, pulls up the right elbow, doesn't lose the dribble, drives into the baseline. Her shot doesn't fall, but she will go to the line, being fouled by Hayley Munro. At least I think it was Hayley Munro.
Christina Fox.
It was five. Fox, second personal foul. So it's funny how you get used to the scoreboards and you don't look at the refs as much, and then you miss the signal from the player. Hurst makes the first. So Nat onto the board. I think how many Sinclair, I don't think, hit a shot yet. But
Hurst had two at quarter time.
Okay, yep, she did too. Hayley Munro kind of chases down the rebound. The second shot doesn't make it. Long pass to Fox, gets it back to Lewis, and Lewis inside, bangs it off the glass. She's having a whale of a game as the inbound pass from Blyther misses Hurst. Hit it over the top of Hurst, and the AIS will get the ball back in. 54-19, 22 seconds left to go. AIS could just hold onto it, but I think they want to take the first shot they can, because the Cats haven't given them many. Christina Fox goes to Dumpkins. In the paint is Munro. Munro's shot goes over the top. Hurst goes long into the paint. Blythe is there. Blythe puts up the shot, doesn't fall, but Hurst gets it back as a tapped away by Cooper, and Hurst puts it back in. 56-19 at halftime. A interesting game for the, well, interesting game for both teams as they head off the court. I think the Institute would be heartened by that performance. The Caps would be disappointed because they're saying to their bench now, this is your time to shine.
Yeah.
Show us what you've got. Show us why you should be bumping a half-fit Sharp, half-fit Abrams, half-fit Cooper or Bevilacqua, show us why we should be giving you that chance ahead of someone who's not 100%. And I don't think they actually took it as strongly as what they could have.
No, I think Nat Hurst has done very well off the bench. Mm-hmm. Peter Sinclair was good when she was out there. Nerida Cooper's been a bit sketchy. Marino's been a bit sketchy. Kel Hannett's been good. She's been, considering the amount of playing time that those players have had this season, I think it's probably Hurst and Kel Hannett that have taken full advantage of the opportunity. But 56 plays 19 at half time. Caps on track for a top 10 total points at the moment.
Well, we'll take this halftime break and come back to you with the start of the second half with the knowledge that the Capitals lead the AAS 56-19. So at halftime, it is the Capitals leading the AAS 56-19, and looking at the stats, leading scorer Alana Beard with 18 points. Then the next best on the court is 8 points with Jenny Whittle. Surprisingly, she hasn't scored more. Tracy Beattie has 6. Then it's 5 apiece to Kelly Hannett, Natalie Hurst, 4 to Angela Marino and Eleanor Sharp, 2 apiece to Nerida Cooper, Carly Blyther and Carly Bevilacqua. So for the AIS, highest scorer for them is Molly Lewis with 6. 3 apiece to Christina Fox, Katie Esri, and also to Rachel Herrick. 2 to Mel Smith, and 2 to Rebecca Schott. Interestingly enough, a leading rebounder on the court, Natalie Hurst with 5, equal with Tracy Beattie. That stat will be one that I'm sure that she will frame in the, or frame or put it in her photo album. AIS kick off the game as Esri gets the ball and is already caught in a backcourt violation. off the start. So Sharp now will get the ball and inbound it for the Capitals. Sharp goes into Beard. Now Beard looking to go to Bevel Ackwood, ignores her, then brings it back across to the left side. Beard just goes inside. She was going for a three-point shot. I thought she was inside. Sharp has managed to do the rebounding, and Bevel Ackwood gets the ball off Sharp, goes through Beattie's hands to Beard. Beard drives baseline, goes through the traffic. Shot doesn't drop, and Dompkins will come up with the ball. Hands off to Fox over the top to Esri. Esri now pulls up on the three-point arc, goes back to Fox as they work around the perimeter. Then to right side to Smith, left side to Dompkins, right side to Esri. They're looking for an opening, but Esri's pass, looking for Smith, going into the paint, cut off by Sharp, goes back to Bevel Ackwa. Beard puts up the shot as she leads into Dompkins and makes it 58-19. The Caps open up the scoring once again inside the first minute of the second half. Dompkins, left side to Herrick. Herrick goes back to Esri. Right side is Dompkins on the 45-degree angle. She puts up a three-point attempt, but it was well long. And Whittle will come up with the ball. The Caps back to their starting five as Bevel Ackwa brings it down the wing. Gets a bump from Esri. Esri blocks the pass, but eventually Bevel Ackwa gets it to Beattie. Finds Beard cutting. Dompkins goes to ground chasing after the ball. But Beard comes up with it. Cross-court to Bevel Ackwa. To Sharp. Inside to Whittle's hook shot is good. 60 plays 19 with 8 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Esri gets over the half. Sharp just wrong-footed for a moment. It's Fox then into the corner. Dompkins, right corner. Dompkins comes out of it. Beard leaves her not, or does not leave her for a moment. She tries to hand off to Fox, but Beard gets in the way, gets it back to Bevel Ackwa, and Bevel Ackwa's off to the races. Into the paint, kicks it right side for Sharp for three. All net from the captain. Fox now gets the ball back to Esri as the AIS are looking to improve their score. Right side goes Esri, Sharp watching her. Herrick boxing out on the right lane. It goes through Smith onto Dompkins. Dompkins puts up a long-range two-pointer. It bounces off the iron straight up and lands through. So 63-21 as Beattie gets it in the paint. She turns and fires. 65 plays 21. Fox now going to the left side. Hands off to Dompkins. Cross court to Smith. Smith sets for a three-point attempt. It's all net. And it's 65 plays 24. 7 minutes and 12 seconds to go. And it's run and gun at the Southern Cross Stadium. So Whittle comes into Bevel Ackwa. It is zoned from the AIS now as Sharp gets it left side. Goes across. Smith taps it. Whittle has it stripped as Johnson knocks it free from Whittle. And it will be a Caps ball from the baseline. Sharp to inbound it from there. So Sharpie looking to go into Beard over the top to Beattie. Herrick really working a hard. Beattie leaning on her as well. The shot goes up. Fox taps it away as it comes down. And it will be a catch ball from the baseline again. Goes into Beattie on the baseline. Finds Whittle charging in. And Rachel Herrick has been called for another reach-in foul. She's disappointed with it. That will be her first personal by the looks of it. It is Rachel Herrick's first, so perhaps that call wasn't on Herrick there. I'm not so confident of that now. But Whittle puts up the shot. It's off the back of the iron. False start. And the ref says we'll have one more. So Whittle at the line again. Missed the first. 67 plays, 24. Makes the second. So Smith goes into Fox as the Caps looking to turn this game around. Bevel Ackwa sits down for Natalie Hurst as Esri loses the handle on it. Sharp knocked it free is the call from the ref. And it will be Dompkins to inbound it. Sharpie sits down and Hannett comes in. Hannett goes to ground as Esri gets free. She's in the right corner. Dompkins gets the ball at 45. Goes to Fox. Fox puts the ball on the floor. Hurst is watching her. Goes to the elbow right side. Goes over the top Two Dumpkins on the arc. Dumpkins drives to the baseline. Herrick and Smith get in the way of each other. Smith opens up the lane, but the shot clock has a rundown before Smith can put up the shot. It didn't fall in the end. Shots is looking to go out for the AIS, and she'll come in for Esri. So shots now on the floor. Esri sits down. 6 minutes 21 to go in the third term. As Hurst brings the ball back for the AIS. Goes off to the right side to Beard. Beard just layers conically over the top. Goes to Hurst in the corner. Back out. Sorry, goes to Hannett. Hurst gets it from the corner. Goes into Beattie. Beattie gets it back out to Hannett. And Hannett puts it down for two. Then gets in looking for an intercept on the pass from Schatz. 70 plays 24. The AIS just still struggling here with 5:58 to go in the third term. They get the ball in to Christina Fox. Mel Smith, top of the arc, goes to Fox. Smith tries to cut down the left lane, pulls up on the dribble, goes out to Dumpkins, who fakes for the three, driving the baseline and being called for the travel as Beard was keeping the pressure on her. Tomlinson now looking to come in for the AIS. Tomlinson and Munro going to sub in for Herrick and Dumpkins. So the scoring drying up a little bit here for the Capitals as 70 plays 24, 5:45. Hurst brings it down over the top and it goes to Beattie. Then it's Beard on the baseline. Rattles in, rattles out. Munro comes up with the Fox comes up with the ball. Down the right wing, gets at the shots. Hurst takes position. Smith from halfway up the right lane. Her turnaround jump shot doesn't fall. Beattie does the rebounding. Back down the court. It's Beard again, bouncing it under a leg. Then takes it down the baseline. This layup doesn't drop. Tapped away from Tomlin by Tomlinson to Fox. And Fox steps up for the AIS. Goes long. Munro gets it across to Smith. Smith's three-point attempt was off to the left. And it's a turnover again. Hurst controls the ball nicely down the wing. Lobs it over the top to Beattie. Beattie tries to get the pass away. Missed. Puts up a big block on the pass. And the ball's over the baseline. Cats will have the ball as Peter Sinclair comes in for Jenny Whittle. And the Jenny Whittle gets a big cheer as she sits down now. Peter Sinclair looking to get the inbound ball, but Beard goes over to Hannett. Hannett puts up the shot and knocks it down from about 15 feet. Fox beats Hurst over the half, gives it to Tomlinson, who's back at point. Beattie watching her. Left side is Munro. Beard reaches in, tries to slap it away from her. Goes over to Tomlinson. Foul is being called. I'm not sure who. The basket didn't count. As the foul's being called on, I think it was Beard, the 25, her first personal foul. As Smith will sit down now. As Lewis comes into the game, Gwaitha also looking to come in. Tyler Gwaitha comes in for Tracy Beattie. So the Caps go to possibly their shortest lineup, but for the AIS, that's a much better matchup. Lewis inbounds the ball to Fox. Back to Lewis. Lewis inside to Tomlinson, but Beard steals it out of Tomlinson's hand. Beard's off to the races. Shot pulls out of the collision. And, Kelly Hannett gets slapped across the head by... Munro gets slapped across the head by Kelly Hannett. And Hannett will get her first personal foul. So Shots inbounds the ball now to Fox. Hurst over the top. Well, Gwaitha gets in the way, kicks it immediately back to Hurst, who brings it down the floor, fake dumps a few times, then gives it to Hannett, over the top to Sinclair. Sinclair into Gwaitha in the paint. Gwaitha puts up the shot, it was too hard, and Munro will come down with the ball. So Munro this time will carry it back down the floor for the AIS. Goes right side to Fox, out at the half. Going back into the corner, Lewis and Munro, they raffled it, but they had it spent before they had received it, and the Caps come back with it. Gwaitha trying to cut baseline to get onto Natalie Hurst's pass. It wasn't to be, as it over the baseline will travel. And it's Fox out for Esri. Esri comes to get the ball off Tomlinson. Hurst watching her. Brings it down the floor now. Esri loses the dribble, so she has to kick it on to Tomlinson. Now off to Munro. Munro knocks down Beard, puts up a three-point shot. The bench was up that time, as the IAS loved that. And the jump ball that it chewed after the shot didn't drop. And Shots, I think, was wrestling with Natalie Hurst that time. We'll see Caps with the ball. So as they just clean up the floor from where the girls were wrestling with it, Alana Beard was, well, knocked off her feet that time. And as she was, well, the crowd's going up as she was picking herself up. But Shots is still going hard at Beard. Beard gets a good screen from Sinclair, brings it back around to the free throw line, and makes the shot. 76 plays 24, 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in the quarter as Esri, oh, back and around past Hurst, but the shot doesn't fall. Hurst goes after it. I don't know if that's called a rebound because she only managed to tap it over the baseline. But we certainly mentioned that Simon Peters comes back from photo duties and joins us here. We mentioned that Nat Hurst is the leading rebounder at the halftime break. So Hurst goes across to Beard. Beard, pull-up jumper just inside the three-point arc from the right side. It rattles in, and it's 78 plays 24 with 2:40 left to go in the quarter.
The scoring certainly slowed down for the Capitals.
It has indeed, as the AS pick up their D. Shots around the perimeter. Munro in the corner. Right side goes back to Esri. Top of the arc. She drives down the right lane. Again, the shot's not dropping for the AS. It rattles out. Well, it irons out and it goes straight down to Natalie Hurst. Brings it straight down the floor. Marino gets into the game now. She puts up a shot from the three-point arc. Lewis comes down with it and gives it off to Esri.
Another rebound for Natalie Hurst.
It was indeed. As Esri goes left side to Lewis. Lewis being watched by Sinclair. Tomlinson watched by Gwaitha. Right side is Esri. Over the top as Esri cuts the basket. She gave it off to Tomlinson. Back to Esri. Esri tries to get the reverse layup. It won't go in. 78-24. 1 minute 53. Munro watching Beard. 3-point shot up over her. Lewis was wrestling with Shots and Sinclair. Lewis taps it over the baseline, and it is going to be a timeout called, I think, by the Caps that time. And Dean Kinsman not happy with the call, as he thought that was over the baseline by the Capitals, and he thought maybe the AAS should have the ball. He certainly, as Coach Brown used to do, he figured, yeah, I've got to get involved here when the team's struggling and get myself involved and show the girls that there's still something to play for.
I don't know. I think you should be talking to the girls right now rather than wasting half the time out.
Well,
arguing on the refs and the call. They're not going to change their mind on.
No.
He knows that.
Ricky Basto now is having a chat to the girls as Coach Kinsman is still having a chat to the referees. So the AAS, well, their D has lifted in the third term, but it's still a ways to go till we could call this game even close. 78 plays 24 here at the Southern Cross Stadium. A reasonable crowd in considering the time of year. We're starting the Christmas party season. We have the Champions Trophy on at the moment over at Lynham. A lot of sport going on. And
a lot of rain falling this afternoon. That normally cools off the Canberra crowd. They think, oh, it's a bit wet. We might not go out tonight.
Yeah. Heaven forbid we might go to an indoor arena whilst it's raining outside. 78 plays 24 as the teams rejoin. It's Tomlinson, Esri, Lewis, Munro and Shots for the AIS. Capitals is Hannett, Gwaitha, Marino, Hurst and Beatty subbing in for Peter Sinclair. So the Caps go with a bit of height as Hannett inbounds the ball to Marino. Marino for three, rattles off. Beatty's there to try and do the rebound and she doesn't get the stat. So Tomlinson gets it through shot off to Esri. Esri now going across the half, setting up towards the right side, gives it to Tomlinson. Beatty watching her. Tomlinson thought about putting up a three-point over to Beatty. Goes instead to Lewis through Esri.
Oh, yeah.
Tomlinson going down the left lane has been called for a travel. 1 minute 23. I thought I called that a second ago before that last play. Maybe I didn't. We'll check the replay. 1 minute 20 now in the third quarter as it's 78-24. Hurst gets the ball onto Gwaitha. Shots looking at her. No, well, didn't go over the top, got it to Hurst. Hurst lost it over the top to Hannah. Munro's been playing very tough D here. She's been very physical. And, well, that time just managed to keep Hannah away from the ball. Esri gets the inbound pass from Tomlinson. As she cuts right side over the top, goes back to Tomlinson. Now it's Lewis, who was on the back foot, goes past to Beattie with the pass into Tomlinson. Tomlinson,
big head fake.
Yeah, head fake hook shot.
Oh, wow.
Drop.
That was sweet.
Tomlinson's got some nice moves. We're going to enjoy her in the years to come in this Price Attack WNBL. Shot sudden four from Beattie. Gwyther comes back with it, gets it onto Hannett. Hannett goes around the arc to Marino. Lewis was just reaching in there, slapping away, and Marino will get the foul. Only two team fouls apiece here in the third quarter. It has been very, very quick. Not many stoppages. Mostly turnovers from missed shots has been the order of the day. 35.5 seconds left in the quarter. Inbound pass goes to Hurst. Across to Marino. She doesn't waste any time. Pulls the trigger from the three-point arc. Doesn't fall. Shots gets it onto Lewis. Lewis for three. She had Hurst watching her, so she figured it was a good chance. It rattles out over the sideline and into the prime television box.
She had plenty of room there too, still rushed the shot a little bit, just didn't...
Well, she's shooting over Nat Hurst, so yeah. She wasn't going to block her.
No, and that was a good 5 feet offer as well, yeah. So...
Esri and Hurst watching each other now as Hurst brings the ball over the half. 11 seconds left in the third term. Beattie's looking to go into the paint. Hurst drives in, rejected by Tomlinson. That gets the AIS bench up. Travel call?
It's one of the... Not the foul call.
On Kelly Hannett again, so that'll be her second personal.
That's one of the blocks that always makes me laugh though when you got the 6.5-footer blocking the 5-footer.
It looks good. And at 3-quarter time, the Capitals continue to lead the AIS, although a far more respectable quarter by the AIS, although they only scored the five points themselves. They kept the Caps that time to 22.
That's
and
they had a little bit of
30, 26, now 22. If they can continue that trend, it will look better on the scoreboard.
That's unfortunately going to put them in the record books again for a low quarter score. But more importantly, the low team points. 34 is the lowest
in the league
from St Kilda in 1984.
So the team that scored 2 points in the first quarter previously managed to get more than 34.
Yes, that was Adelaide last year, so they're not there. So
look that score up too, by the way.
Yes.
If you tell me which game it was. I'm quicker on this book than you are, I think. So
where were we? Low points. I think it's on this first page here. Thank you.
The stats coming in. You look up the stats and give us the highlights. I'll go for low team points in a quarter. It was Adelaide versus Melbourne Bulleen Boomers last year, so.
Well, Elena Beard with 26 points for 21 minutes. I don't think she's going to get that high score unless she absolutely goes on an amazing tear. But when you consider she's only been out there for two quarters, really, if the three quarters are there, that's a fairly reasonable outing. Jenny Whittle lifting up there. The AIS turnover count up to 30, so not a good quarter for them.
Dad, even Bulleen went to sleep. 71-60 was the final score. Bulleen won it by 11 points after keeping them to 2 points in a quarter.
Wow.
Maybe that was the last quarter. Doesn't tell us. Oh, no, that was the second quarter. No, I'm not 2 points. Doesn't tell us what quarter. Maybe Adelaide were beaten off.
Yeah, turnovers again hurting them. 9 turnovers in that quarter for the Institute. Not good by any stretch of the imagination, but shooting percentage at three-quarter time. AIS 24%, 6 of 25. Canberra 58.
All right, then. It is the final quarter here from the Southern Cross Stadium. Esri Lewis. Lewis with the ball now gives to Munro. Munro has it stolen by Beattie. By Bevilacqua. And Bevilacqua's called for the foul.
Wow.
So, Bevilacqua gets her second personal, I think. No, her first.
so. Tompkins, Lewis gets it into the paint to Munro, and Munro gets the first score of the quarter. The first time the AIS have led the scoring in a quarter. Beard gets it though, lobs it over the top, looking for Whittle, but Smith gets in there, takes the steal, bounce pass across to Esri, back to Smith, and Smith gets the layup, and AIS, 4 points to open the final term, as a signal there. Well, now they're saying there's no problems there. 78 to 28, and the AIS on a rally. Bevilacqua to Beard. Beard over the top to Whittle. Whittle on the left lane. Gives it to Marino. Marino shovels it over to Mabeho to Whittle. And Whittle will make the shot from the left lane. Esri now goes to the other side. Gives it to Smith. Smith pass across court. Looking to try and hit the... it hit Tompkins, was too wide and high, and Beard will bring it in for the Capitals. To Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua brings it down the left wing, goes to Marino. Marino having Tompkins in the face of Whittle. Tompkins and Smith going in after Beard, but it will be Tompkins' third personal foul, I think it might be. No, Tompkins first.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was on Tompkins in the end.
Well, he went like that.
Okay.
I'm calling it on Tompkins, but Beard will now inbound the ball. Gives it to Marino. Marino goes into the paint, gets it over the top. Whittle has got the ball, and this time it is Tompkins who wrestles Whittle to the ground. He's certainly showing plenty of mongrel there, Michaela Tompkins. But unfortunately for her, it was Cap's arrow. So the effort not rewarded.
Definitely the first... Yep, that was the first foul for Tompkins.
Yep. As the floor sweeper coming in here just to clean up the spot where Jenny had gone down. So Harley, having an interesting game. Certainly we thought she'd racked up more points than 8 at half time. But
yeah, 13 at three-quarter time.
Had opened up a few more. Now everyone seems to be happy with the floor. So Angela Marino will inbound the ball. She's got two tall options. She goes long out to Whittle. Whittle likes it from that range, but just fine. Gives it off to Beard on the right side. Beard left to right. Jinx goes over the top to Beattie. Beattie doesn't land, and Smith comes up with a rebound. She kicks it long to Esri. Esri will give it to Tompkins. No, she doesn't, but Bevilacqua will be called for her second personal foul. Chopping foul called against Bevilacqua. As 80 plays, 28. Now, I thought 120 might be on the cards here, but Cap's not really pushing it. As the bounce pass in Desri gets cut off by Marino, so Marino brings it down, hands it off to Beard. Beard kicks it back to the Whittle, and Whittle will nail a long-range two-pointer from the top of the key. Tompkins brings it down for the AIS. So she lost the dribble. Beard goes after it. Tompkins rolls around, gives it to Smith. Smith kicks it on to Esri, who drives hard at the basket. Layup doesn't land, and Beard comes up with it. Beard now sets up through the leg. She's certainly got the moves there. As she hands off to Bevilacqua, now to Beattie. Beattie over the top to Whittle. Whittle in the paint. Smith just couldn't quite get the... couldn't get the block on the shot. She's saying, how did he...
Wanted to know why the ref for the other side of the court...
The side called it.
Made the call, and the one 5 feet in front of it didn't. Yeah.
Hospital changes for the AIS as Munro, Lewis and Tompkins sit down. Shots, Herrick and Fox come back to the floor as the starting five remain for the Capitals. 7:37 left on the clock. As a Whittle makes the first, 83 plays 28 with the shot to come. Just a moment there with the refs wanting to know something from the bench.
They wanted to know if the basket counted, whether it was two shots or just the one.
Yep. Well, you think the refs... Well, it was a block shot situation. Where was the score from? Okay, Whittle now puts up the second. It's all net. 84 plays 28.
Left side is Schott. Schott has had a good game in a beaten side. Smith goes right side to Esri. Esri now goes back to Herrick. Herrick goes to Schott, but Schott has the ball stolen by Beard, who slides almost a quarter of the length of the court as she lost the fitting. Goes back to Schott. Oh, Schott couldn't bank this.
Oh, man.
Beardy must have thought she was passing it to Love with the range she had put in front of Bevel Aqua. They're having a bit of a laugh. Beardy's got a hand on her going.
Oh, la 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 la.
So it is, one timeout left for the AIS. One timeout used by the AIS in this quarter. Still trying to get used to some of these differences in the scoreboard.
Very minimal scoreboard out here.
You wouldn't think we'd called here for 3 years with the mistakes I've made with the scoreboard tonight.
Nathurst coming on for Angela Marino.
Yeah, the crowd loves that. The local lineup that they've seen tonight, well, is that the future of the Capitals? It is an interesting one.
Never know. Kel Hannett, of course, off after Christmas. She won't play again after Christmas. She's off overseas. So the game, I think, next week will be the last one that we'll see her. Oh, no, there's more games.
Yeah, there's that. Caps go down to Sydney on the 4th of December, and then they've got a few more away trips.
That's right. So the last opportunity next week for catch Kel Hannett before she heads overseas.
All right, the ball will be back from the side. Herrick goes inbound, gives it to Fox at the half. Smith will get it back. Oh, he almost missed Schott, who wasn't ready for it. Herrick's trying to back in on Beattie. She works it now. Esri was trying to cut hard at the basket. The pass in from Herrick just ricocheted straight off Sally Bevilacqua over the baseline, and the AIS will get the ball back. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. 6:59 on the game clock, 28-84. The AIS in trouble. I think I'm safe to say that. Fox goes across the court, two shots, wrong foot, Beard, then moves inside the 2-point arc. That should have dropped when you make that move, because you can remember that one for a while to come. Bevel Aqua gets the lead, Beard cuts baseline, the first play up again from Beard.
That is WNBA play there. Kelly Bevel Aqua thread the needle through the AIS defense, and Elena Beard with the reverse off the glass. That was beautiful.
Smith puts up a three-point attempt from the right wing. That's all net. Where has that game been from the AIS tonight? 86 plays 30. Still the lowest score in the Price Attack WNBL, but it's getting out of that race now. They need two more, don't they?
34 is the score to beat.
34. So let's cheer on the chute with 6:10. It's Smith and Whittle going at it again. Smith wins it, but loses the handle on it, so Beattie will come up with it. Beard for three! On the shot clock, it doesn't fall. And Fox comes up with the ball. She brings it down the floor. Hurst watching her. Smith gives her a screen as she rolls off it, goes back to Smith. Esri now going inside. Herrick has the ball slapped away from her by Tracy Beattie, and Beattie has got the foul. Beattie looks disgusted, but Coach Kraft's going, no, you hit her arm. You can see that.
She was more disgusted with herself.
Yeah. Smith will sit down with Esri coming back. Is Tomlinson and Domkins for the chute. Oh, no change for the Capitals, which sees Kwali Gwaitha comes in on that breaking play. Fox gets the ball. Oh, there's no movement forward by the AIS. With 18 seconds left on the shot clock, Domkins has the ball stolen from her by Beard, but Beard just reaching in on the foul that time, and that will be her second personal foul. Domkins, and it goes back to Fox as the timeout's been called by Coach Graff. So their next position will have a short break in play. Fox gets the ball back from Tomlinson. She banks it in off the glass. That was a Beard move. In transition, she put the shot up as she was landing from a big jump, and the AIS 2 points away from not having that record. Bevel Aqua puts up the 3-point attempt. Fox runs it down just before the sideline as it bangs out. So here we go to save the AIS from the record. Domkins puts the ball on the floor, backs into the paint. Goff's wrong foot for Hurst, but the shot doesn't land. Gwaitha taps it back to Hurst. Hurst carries it down, lost the dribble, gets it back again, gives it to Bevel Aqua. who kicks it back to Beard, but Dompkins has had the foul called on her. Bevel Ackley was falling that time. Dompkins was moving. Dompkins gets called on the, well, I don't know, second personal foul for Dompkins. Is that a moving screen, or is that a, or is that a, just a contact foul?
Yeah, I mean, if she's moving backwards and she really has to hold the ground, even if
Bevel Ackley
goes into her, if she's moving backwards, then it would be a foul to her.
Beard gets the ball to Bevel Ackley over the top to Whittle. Whittle back to Beard. Ball doesn't fall. Bevel Ackley tries to go after it, but Shots will maintain possession. Gives it off to Fox. Fox brings it down the right wing. Right side is Shots. So he gets back. Hurst watching her closely. Shots puts the ball on the floor. Drives into the plane and Shots takes the layup.
AIS
the lowest score in the Price Attacks WNBL history with 4.26, unless the Caps can put the brakes on. They're a safe. Not too the record alone.
39 will get them out of the record books.
Okay, we'll be watching that one as Beard goes
time.
Back to Hurst. Hurst at three! Bang! Nat Hurst having a day out. How's her rebound count, too, at the three-quarter break?
She had at the three-quarter break six and still 5 points, so 8 points now getting up towards...
Still leading the rebounds?
Yeah, no, I don't think she was at three-quarter time, but...
Fox for three, rattles off the back of the iron, but I think shot clock violation as we have some subs. Beard, Bevel Ackley and a Whittle sit down as Sinclair, Hannett and Marino come back to the floor. And for the AIS going back into their zone, Shots, Munro, Tomlinson, Fox and Herrick. So in the corner is Hannett. Hannett works around to Marino. Guaita. Guaita in the paint. Shot is blocked by Tomlinson. And the Caps will have the ball from the baseline.
Good to see Graf, you know, using the bench and giving these other guys an opportunity. We've got Peter Sinclair out there now, Nat Hurst, Kel Hannett, Kylie Guaita.
Oh, Marino.
Oh.
It was Nat Hurst threw the ball back in as she was falling over the baseline. Sinclair with the intended target struck Tomlinson.
Eric, or Tomlinson was yeah.
Struck Tomlinson and the Caps get the ball back after some messy offense. Kelly Hannett fakes the three-pointer, gives it off to on the lane, outside to Hurst, who kicks it on to Marino, and Marino knocks down another
Marino's three. Marino's game, and she said that shot will knock him down.
92-34, the AIS down the left wing now, Munro over the top to Tomlinson, couldn't get the shot to drop, it goes back through Guaita to Hurst, Guaita doing the rebound, Hurst now watching it closely, the AIS want to get some more shots here as Hannett puts up an air ball, Tomlinson has the ball knocked away by Marino, they said yeah, Marino
called on the rake.
Yep, and the foul will be called against Angela Marino, that's the fifth team foul now, they should take a walk, they will.
And they are.
Molly Lewis comes in, but Tomlinson will be the shooter.
It should be subbing on the shooter.
yeah, subbing on the shooter, so Tomlinson.
Nerida Cooper back in for the Capitals.
Tomlinson walks down to move them into their equal first at the moment.
Yep.
Two shots here, where does that get them?
That will put them into third, fourth and fifth.
All right, what about if she only makes one as she misses the first?
That'll be third, 35. Okay. Could have clear third. So 39 is the score that they need to keep themselves out of the record books for the third time tonight.
Llewellyn Tomlinson, what was the second time?
Well, 5 points and a quarter in the third quarter.
Oh, okay, so they're two
points and a quarter in the first, so both of those will get them into the record books.
17 points in that quarter. Where's your 5 points coming from? Hurst puts up a three, doesn't come down. Fox comes up with it. Fox is off to the races. Kicks it off to Shots. Shots pulls up to the left lane. Worth the one.
Oh,
ball puts up travel.
No, it's only half time there.
35.
The three-quarter stats have been
all
away from us.
Yes, my apologies there. AIS in the zone as Marino brings the ball down. Goes right side to Hurst. Into Hannett. Off to Cooper, inside to Cooper, outside to Hurst, inside again to Cooper who gets the ball in transition. The shot doesn't fall and Shots will come up with it as Herrick again banging bodies. Left side is Fox. Fox kicks it hard, looking for Munro. It comes off Marino and over the baseline as the AIS will get the ball back. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. 2 minutes 12, 39 is the score we're looking for because 124 is not going to happen. shots. Bounce pass to Munro. Munro waited for Hannett to go up and down, but then couldn't get it to bank in. Sinclair comes up with a rebound, immediately gives it to Hurst, who brings down right side. Marino, the shortest lineup I think you could have of Caps on the court, as Marino puts up the shot.
From Cooper.
Runs it down, goes long backwards to Hurst. She calls blue something. I couldn't hear it from here, but Hannett will take it. Over the top to Cooper. Cooper looking for Hannett to cut into the paint, but goes outside to Marino, who cuts down. Lewis just rips at her, and it will be the foul called there on shots. So it'll be 2-2 Marino because she... because she's got the shovel shot, I think she's faked a few of these refs out that she's into the layup already. But, 5 points in the third quarter, you're exactly right there. So, Marino taking some time here before they give her the ball, as Smith will rejoin the floor, as Schatz has some blood there. So Marino misses the first of the free throws. 92 plays 34. Marino with the second. Oh, Smith falls started. Doesn't matter because she makes the basket. So Herrick looking to inbound the ball. She has to go long to Smith. Smith at the three-point arc in defense. Then brings it down. Oh, it's almost Marino stealing the ball off Lewis as it goes across the half. Fox will get it. Fox is calling for someone to cut. No one will, so she has to hand it off to Smith, who goes left side herself. Gets it back from Smith. Smith trying to get it on Cooper. She puts up the shot, banks it in. And 37.
Two more, shoot. Come on.
93 plays 37 with a minute 14 left to go in the game. Marino, Hurst drives it down the left lane, kicks it out to Hannett. Hannett brings it up to the left lane. Shot doesn't drop, tapped away by Sinclair. Hurst comes in after it. She'll back it away as she gets control. Marino top of the arc. Marino now runs in through the paint, through the traffic. It's Cooper who comes up with the rebound though. Back to Hurst. To Hannett, 4-2. 80-foot jump shot from the baseline is good. The shoot, 48 seconds left to get himself out of the record book. It is interception. So passes long. Hannett steps out, and the shoot is 40 seconds. Now they need this 2 points. Fox brings it down. Steals it, but runs over the sideline.
I'm not going to let him out of jail easy.
They need to tell him you've got to get these 2 points to get out of the record book for lowest game score.
They're out of the lowest, but they'll be in top 10.
Yes. Munro kicks it back to Smith, who loses the handle on it. 25 seconds left. Munro over the top, throws it away from Lewis.
Oh, no.
Over the baseline. 21 seconds left. And the Caps have possession.
That'll put them 10th.
2 points is what they need, the AIS. The Caps 95, leading the AIS 37, as the records continue to tumble here. 14 seconds. Hurst just going to make sure they stay in that top 10. Hurst, jigs, zigs and zags. 6 seconds left. Marino for three. Bounces off. Marino tries to go after it. She hit the head pretty hard as Lewis goes to ground with her. But at the end of the game, it is 95-37. The Capitals take a win, which was expected, but the important part of this game was the bench time that so many of their players were able to get.
Yeah, Nat Hurst really took that opportunity with both hands and ran with it tonight. Be interesting to see what her stats are at the end. Elena Beard had 7 steals at quarter time. She gets 9, that'll put her into the record books. We've got records breaking and tumbling all over the place here tonight.
Well, we will hear from the coaches and some of the players before we wrap up all the stats. From the Southern Cross Stadium, the Caps will take on the Adelaide Fellas next weekend at the AIS Arena.
Hell of a game.
It will be an interesting game for sure. But for Caps tonight, go to the centre, salute the fans, and say thanks to everyone who's joined them tonight for a big win over the Institute. Well, Kelly Hannett, good night to the bench tonight, getting plenty of minutes here in a solid win over the AIS.
Yeah, look, in the change room before the start of the game, Graffy's got to sort us all up and told bench to all be ready. It's a game that we all need to be involved in, and we need to get our benches ready so that in the next 3 or 4 weekends, they can come on and give us some really good stuff. So, yeah.
Of course, for you, every time you get out there, you can leave nothing on the course because you're having a bit of a break after Christmas.
I am, that's right. Every game now, I'm sort of thinking, well, I'm sort of on the countdown up to Christmas time. So, look, I'm very excited about my trip, but at the same time, I'm going to be really sad and disappointed to leave the girls halfway through the season. But that was my decision, so I have to stick with it.
The shoots tonight, very physical, and I know you were sporting it, well, you will be sporting a few bruises.
Yeah, I will, definitely. Look, it's really good. Although the score may have been a blowout, it was really good for them to come out and play physical, especially on our beach, because that's what we're going to get in the next, you know, 3 to 4 weekends leading up to Christmas. So it was a good time to get there and see how we went.
All the best for the lead up to Christmas and then, of course, for the holiday after.
Thank you very much.
Natalie Hurst, a huge night for you. I don't know.
Are you ready?
Well, at half time, you were leading, well, equal leading rebound of the game with Tracy Beattie.
Yeah, everyone was blocking out and I was just getting after the draft. They were all doing the worst. I was just getting after it.
Well, you'll take it.
I'll take it. I got it. Go take something.
Good minutes tonight, though, and really a great game to get some confidence leading into what's an important run through the middle of the season.
Yeah, we've got three or four tough games in a row now coming up, most of the way, I think, and we needed this game, a bit of confidence, and we showed it tonight. Where we're running and we're wheeling and dealing, no one can stop us, so hopefully they'll give the girls a bit of confidence coming into the next few games.
Well, the Adelaide Fellas next week, it's something that you've seen once already at their home court. You get to take the AS Arena this time.
Unfortunately, I wasn't there. This is my first game back for a couple of games, but I heard that they did it tough up there and they were unlucky to get the win, so I think this time around they need to watch out what's coming for them, so yeah.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, Lana Beard, the countdown for the Canberra fans is on, really, because you actually have one more game here in Canberra and then I think one in Sydney before you get off.
Yeah, it is a countdown. That's so unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that I was in another contract, you know, before they asked me to come out because I really love Australia. You know, and I love the Canberra Capitals. I love the organization and the fans. So it's going to be very disheartening to leave.
It is, though, a bit of an opportunity for you to see what it's like out here, and I think there might be some talk about a contract being available to you very soon to come back next year for a full season.
Did you hear that?
I have heard.
You heard that? All right, we can see what we're working on, and hopefully we can get everything worked out, and I would love to come back to play in front of these fans because they're tremendous.
Now, the girls didn't want me to ask you this question because they're trying to re-sign you, but someone sent me an email from America to say that you were part of an interesting promotion on Soul Singles with one of the WNBA stars as well, I think Brad Haywood or something like that.
Brad Haywood, yes, I am.
How's that all going? It was a very interesting promotion to be involved in.
It's a very interesting promotion. You know, the good thing about it is that it's my trainer. It's my trainer that I work out with. We work out a lot of NBA guys, and I'm the only female that he works out. So he owns that business. So I decided I agreed to do it. And I haven't heard anything on it, so hopefully it's going good. Maybe I can find me a man.
They've been sending out some likely candidates?
I haven't seen them. Hopefully we have good candidates that come forward.
All the best with that one as well.
Thank you.
Well, Kelly Hammett, good night for the bench tonight, getting plenty of minutes in the air in the tallest win over the AIS.
Yeah, look in the change room before the start of the game. Graffy sort of got sore up and told the bench to all be ready. It's a game that we all need to be involved in, and we need to get our bench team ready so that in the next 3 or 4 weekends, they can come on and give us some really good stuff, so yeah.
Of course, for you, every time you get out there, you can leave nothing on the court because you're having a bit of a break after Christmas.
I am, that's right. Every game now, I'm sort of thinking, well, I'm sort of on the countdown up to Christmas time, so look, I'm very excited about my trip, but at the same time, I'm going to be really sad and disappointed to leave the girls halfway through the season, but that was my decision, so I have to stick with it.
The shoots tonight, very physical, and I know you were sporting it, well, you will be sporting a few bruises.
Yeah, I will, definitely. Look, it's really good. Although the score may have been a blowout, it was really good for them to come out and play physical, especially on our beach, because that's what we're going to get in the next, you know, 3 to 4 weekends leading up to Christmas. So it was a good time to get there and see how we went.
All the best for the lead up to Christmas and then, of course, the holiday up.
Thank you very much.
Derek Cooper, good minutes to you guys tonight, and a good opportunity to have
a long drunk on the tour.
No, it was good for us then to get out there and be able to have a go and show like the team what we can do with all our hard training that we've been doing. But yeah, it's a good win for the Caps.
Going up against the Adelaide side next weekend, who you really want to get one back on them.
Yeah, we do. We need to get the split, so this is good. It's been a good confidence boost, so it's good preparation for that game.
All the best for next week.
Thank you.
Well, Peter Buckle, it was a real good night for all the Caps. Perhaps you might have wanted to crack the 100 in this game, but as important as that, the minutes that we saw from the bench tonight is critical when you're trying to harden a full team for hopefully finals at the end of the season.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the guys, as they came in off the bench, were ready to go, fully focused, and did a wonderful effort. I mean, at the end of the game, the bench, points off the bench was 31. I mean, that's a third of our total, which is it's one thing that we haven't been doing that well in previous games. So it was great to see them get involved.
Also fantastic, and Natalie Hurst, 8 rebounds for the game, and leading all on the floor.
Not only 8 rebounds for the game, there's the smallest player on the court with 4 offensive rebounds. So it's not just rebounding the ball, it's the offensive possession. So she's had to come in from the perimeter to get possession against bigger athletes in the Institute of Sport, and that's a wonderful effort. So, and when she was out there from the point guard spot, she led the team well. So that's a good effort by Natty.
Nerida having good minutes as well. You can see she's still not quite 100% confident on that knee, but obviously having time out there is going to get her more comfortable with it.
Yeah, she's just getting back into the game, like we've talked about. She's, needs to keep working on her skills. You know, she's rushing her passes and rushing to get a shot off instead of, you know, playing a little bit more precisely and using skills to kind of bit of finesse to get the job done. But that'll come with training and practice and game.
Of course, the other thing that was good was Elena Beard just showing what you hopefully will have next year for a full season.
Oh, look, isn't it wonderful, Alana Beard's athleticism and capability. And she's a great showman. You know, like, she plays hard against the young kids, not in a mean-spirited way. She's just playing hard. And it's great to have an athlete like that play, not only for the Capitals, but play in the WNBL.
Well, all in all, you take on the Adelaide Fellas. You probably feel that you've got one to fix up on them from the road trip a few weeks ago. So an important game that you really will need the fans out there to help to help cheer everyone on.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if they were impressed by Alana against the Institute, they should come along and see Adelaide and see us play Adelaide, because we went down against Adelaide in double overtime. We want to make sure that we turn that round in a big way, and I can tell you that Alana will be up for a good game.
All the best.
Thanks very much.
Well, as you heard from the Capitals bench, they were wrapped with a minute. Alana Beard, well, watch this space for more details on that. And of course, well, Peter Buckle, he was extremely happy with the performance. And as we mentioned, leading rebounder, Nat Hurst with 8 for the game. And
that's amazing.
4 and 4. Nat didn't realise it. I said to her at halftime, you're equal with Tracy.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen the stats at that stage. So she was quite humble about how she was just running down all the hard work that others had done. But offensive rebounds are even tougher to pull out.
3 assists, and I think she got all of those in that last quarter. She was very unselfish. Gave up. I mean, she is a brilliant three-point shooter. Gave up some good opportunities to knock down the 3 to pass it around and give some of her fellow benchies that were out there, give them the opportunity as well. So, yeah, a very strong game.
All right. As you look through the stats now, what are your thoughts, firstly, on the Capitals? A dominating performance. The AIS were decimated coming into the game, but all in all, they still had to go out there, they still had to perform. And what Coach Graff had said in the change rooms before, well, that was a magic tonic.
Yeah, I mean, any time a team's going to put up 58% from the field, they're going to be pretty much unstoppable. But, the total in the end, 58 points. And really, if you think about it, they could have done a hell of a lot worse. They are very impressed that Coach Graff gave the bench players the opportunity to go out there. I think every single person, except Peter Sinclair, she only put up the one shot and missed it. Every other Capital got on the points. Beard, 28 in 27 minutes, 7 steals to go with that. You know, a pretty outstanding performance. We saw some absolute magic from her and Tully Bevilacqua. Real WNBA all-star stuff. It was amazing. Jenny Whittle finished out with 19 points. Kelly Hannett, 11 points. Big game for her. Big odds. Her and Hurst both really grabbed that opportunity to seize those extra minutes. Marino with 8 points, but off 2 of 11 shooting. I guess this is sort of the same old story there, but everybody getting into the act. Great shooting percentage. Jenny Whittle, 8 of 9. Awesome effort from her. Then, you know, you look to the AIS, only 24% from the field. 28% from the field. Only 14 field goals in the entire game. You know, you're not going to get too far with those sort of results. At halftime, they had half of their points from three-point range. So maybe that was a tactic they should have kept going with. But once again, turnovers, 36 turnovers in one game. It's just, that's a real heartbreaker as a coach and as a, you know, someone who knows the game, to look and see, well, 36 times we gave the ball to the Capitals, you know, not looking after it. Yeah, a tough night at the office for the Chute, for Coach Kinsman. But, you know, every game you can take stuff away from. They can take away the fact that they didn't really lay down. They kept fighting, certainly defensively. They really struggled offensively in two of those quarters, 2 points in the first quarter, 5 points in the third, you know, really struggled to get anything going, but were able to slow down the sort of offensive juggernaut that the Capitals had going. But, yes, you know, a couple of positives for them to take out. And we got to keep remembering, they're severely undermanned. They're very young, they're very inexperienced. So they come up against, you know, Tully Bevilacqua, Alana Beard, Jenny Whittle, who all played in excess of 200, you know, international class games. Not necessarily representative of their country games in Tully Bevilacqua.
International.
But, yeah, playing in international settings in Europe and in the States. And, you know, that's a big, big ask for them to even come close. So the margin probably not too big a shock, but two quarters they'd certainly like to forget in the first and the third.
Yeah, it was. Look, that's it from this game here on sportradio.com.au and KXFM. We are certainly glad to bring it to you with the knowledge that the Capitals have defeated the AIS 95-37 from Southern Cross Stadium. Next week we'll be back at the AIS Arena with the matchup between Canberra and the Adelaide Fellas. I hope you can join us for that. On behalf of Simon Peters, I'm Craig Revell, bidding you a very good evening.